From the Philippine Legislators Committee on Population and Development, this is SKL, the UHD podcast. SKL, the UHD podcast, is a podcast channel launched by PLCPD that aims to engage stakeholders in discussion about human development issues and how they affect our daily lives. Policy recommendations for addressing such issues will also be discussed and put forward in these episodes.
The future of our aquaculture is at stake. With the impacts of the current pandemic, the cultivation, farming, and production processes of aquaculture have been gravely affected. In the 2020 annual report of Philippine Statistics Authority, the harvest aquatic farms decreased by 1.9%. The subsector contributed 52.8% in the total fisheries production. The lack of intensive regulation and support to the industry will continue to threaten our food security and put the industry into a downward trend. Add to this, the market disruptions brought about by lockdown measures during the pandemic. Back then, the worth of our aquaculture industry was at 110.3 billion pesos. But how about now? What's the worth of our aquaculture industry to us?
Kayo po ay nakikinig ngayon sa SKL, the UHD podcast. Hatid sa inyo ng Philippine Legislators Committee on Population and Development. Ito po ay exclusive sa aming Spotify at Facebook account at PLCPD 1989. Ako po si Erin Flores. At mapalad tayong makasama sa episode na ito ang National President ng Philippine Association of Fish Producers Incorporated, si Mr. Joseph Jong Borromeo. Magandang umaga, sir.
Magandang umaga, Erin. Kumusta? Magandang umaga po sa mga nakikinig sa atin. And Luzon, Visayas, Mindanao, may buntag sa mga taga-kauban ako sa mga sa Visayas at sa Mindanao.
Ayun.
Thank you for inviting me.
Ayan, napakamapalad po tayo na andito si Mr. Jong. No? Kamusta po dyan sa Cebu, sir?
Okay lang. Mainit na rin. It's okay. Maganda naman ang anong Cebu.
Yeah, so welcome po no sa ating special na segment ngayong hapon na pinangamagatang Straight to the Point, State and Future of Philippine Aquaculture. So makakasama natin si Mr. Jong, kung saan tayo ay mabilis na tutumbukin ang mga pinakamahalagang punto at tunay na sitwasyon ng aquakultura sa ating bansa. At kung paano nito mababago ang panukalang batas na DOFAR Bill sa Kongreso. Ngayon, unang tanong sir, no? Straight to the point na po tayo. In just one word po, paano ninyo mailalarawan ang estado ng aquakultura sa ating bansa at bakit?
Maraming salamat, Erin. No? The word to describe the etong sinasabi nating is underrated, no? Napaka-underrated ng aquaculture because ang aquaculture malaki yung contribution sa fishery sector ng bansa, no? In 2018 nag-contribute ng 110 billion. Pero yung 110 billion na yan, pwede pang lakihan pa yung contribution kung merong sapat na suporta sana yung gobyerno sa mga na pumasok sa aquaculture, or we call it fish farming, mga fish farmers, fish farmers kami. Yun ang actually, that's what happened. Gusto ko lang talagang sabihin na yung aquaculture kasi, as of now, it is mainly private sector driven. Ibig sabihin yan, yung mga pumapasok sa aquaculture, mga sabihin natin, mga negosyante, kasi private sector nga eh. Ang problema kasi nito, kung gusto mong pumasok ng as a private sector participant at negosyo ito, eh syempre, kailangan mong pita, di ba? Para naman maging sustainable. That's always the problem, and this is always the concern of people in the aquaculture sector, yung profitability issue. Maraming tumitiklop at hindi siya nakaka-sustain, hindi siya nakakaalagwa, hindi siya nakaka-take off dahil nga marami ring mga fish farmers na pumasok, nalugi, huminto. Yung mga nagsusustain lang, eh, ito yung mga medyo may mahaba yung pisi, malalaking industrialists o mga fish farmers. So, yes. Syempre, may pisi sila. So, nakakasustain sila sa negosyo ito. Now, ano ba ang kailangan talaga? Ano ba yung issue? Anong kailangan na suporta, ayuda ng itong mga kami? We in the fish farming business. Dalawang issue, two main points. Marami actually issues.
Yes.
But let's just focus on two main points. Number one, point there is, itong negosyo nito, o itong ano, kailangan talaga, this is capital intensive. No? So, kailangan ito, Erin, ng suporta in terms of financing, number one. No? We have talked to the government, we have talked to the banks, medyo malayo pa yung pagkakaintindi nila kung ano ba talaga ang kailangan namin. So medyo kailangan manila, they are risk averse, and that has to be addressed, no? Kasi when you get into aquaculture or fish farming, malaki yung risk, and the risk factor has to be addressed. Second, kailangan, for it to be profitable, you also need technology to be able to ensure that your production, the yields, are better and ensure profits. Ito pa rin yung isa ng mga hindi na-address na gusto ng government. All of these yields or funding will actually require funds or investments. Ang tapos na namin masabi din, investments. Pero kung maibigay mo naman yung tamang investments na hinihingi ng sektor, itong 110 billion na na-deliver ng 2018, baka magdoble pa yan. No? I'm not sure. Hindi siguro magdodoble. Pero the growth will be much, much bigger. Yes. And the 110 billion. Oh, so yun ang main issues that need to be addressed. And at this point in time, baka yung DOFAR, mabigyan, once DOFAR happens, of course, it will be given much bigger budget. And hopefully, that bigger budget will be able to translate into the right support of funding for credit needs, for production needs, and for technological needs ng sector.
Yes, that's true, sir. Ngayon, sir, I believe, no, na meron ginagawa ang Department of Agriculture na industry plan, and somehow parang sinasama din nila ang fisheries industry, at itong industry plan na ito ay in 5 years. Pero sa tingin nyo ba, sir, meron bang kakayanan ang Department of Agriculture which has the BFAR with them sa kasalukuyan? Sa tingin nyo po ba ay matutulungan din nila ang aquaculture na mapalago, including in this industry plan po?
Okay, I'll give you a brief background. Yung fishery sector, gumawa ng comprehensive National Industry Development Plan nung 2006 pa. It was a five-year plan. No? Apparently, siguro hindi na tapad yun. Gumawa siya ulit ng another five-year comprehensive National Fisheries Industry Development Plan nung 2016. Five-year yun. Gumawa na naman ng panibago or extension plan noong 2017. And ngayon, as of now, as we speak, meron na namang review o gusto namang gumawa ng another comprehensive national development plan. No? A comprehensive national development plan is a strategic plan. It takes 5 years for the minimum for that plan. Mm. And dapat dyan, once you make that strategic plan, kailangan mong mag-devote ng resources to make that plan happen. That's what's supposed to happen. Mm. Now the question is, why do you have to make so many strategic plans sunod-sunod? when those strategic plans were actually done multi-sectorally. The last strategic plan in 2016 and 2017, mga almost 200 stakeholders yan ang sumali from all sectors of the fisheries. And in that plan, just to summarize the objective, yung plan na yun, yes, it's supposed to be driven by aquaculture. Kasi alam naman natin yung estado ng fisheries, no? Yung captured fisheries, fisheries, maraming issues. But the growth should have been driven by the aquaculture sector. In fact, yung share supposedly of that plan is 60-40 in terms of production. No? So yung 60% manggagaling sa aquaculture, 40% manggagaling sa what they call that, sa captured fisheries. No? Para naman matulungan yung pag-rehabilitate ng capture fishing. So, ang magdadala nito, ang magtitimon sana nito, ay yung aquaculture. But in anything, if you do this, you will be needing budgets, no? And those were the budgets that were also given in that industry plan na i-define namin yun. But apparently, hindi ito nangyari. At that the plan did not happen because the budgets were not there. We're not given to the subsector. So I suppose that's why they're trying to do it again ngayon. But my personal opinion is that unless the right budgets are going to be given, the plan cannot happen.
That's true, sir. No. So napakagandang point po, Sir Jong. Mula sa nabanggit nga po ni Sir Jong kanina kung bakit nga ba natin tinatawag na underrated ngayon ang sitwasyon ng aquaculture ay dahil sa kulang nga tayo sa credit and financing, and of course the lack of support for the technologies that our aquaculture industries need. At syempre this goes to show na sa based din sa na-explain sa atin ni Sir Jong, mukhang we need something more than the industry plan or the inclusion of the aquaculture industry in the industry plan. We need a department to actually, because kapag merong isang department, sir, no, na napipick up ko, ay mas magre-request ito or magre-require ito ng mas malaking budget at mas matututukan niya yung growth ng agriculture. At yun na nga yung sinasabi ni Sir Jong, with the right support for credit and financing and the technologies, for sure, yung growth, yung contribution nila na 110 billion noong 2018, ay who knows, pwede pa itong magdoble or magtriple. Or at least the industry itself would grow. So
tama yun sinasabi, Erina. For the plan to happen, no? So for the plan, maski na i-revisit lang natin yung 2017 plan, industry plan na ginawa. For that plan to have succeeded, sana nabigyan ng tamang budget or resources. Ang budget naman hindi na necessarily pera, pero tao, kakayahan na mag-execute or mag-implement ng plano na yon. At saka of course yung financial budgets to be able to help us achieve those targets.
So, nung nakaraan nating webinar tungkol sa paano kalang batas na kasalukuyan nakabinbin po, no, sa House of Representatives, ang House Bill 6185, authored by Kabayan Party List Representative Ron Salo, or yung Department of Fisheries and Aquatic Resources Bill, na ibahagi nyo po last noon, no, yung 10 dahilan kung bakit kailangan itong maipasa sa madaling panahon. Ano-ano po ba ito, sir?
Okay. Salamat uli, Erin. I will give you 10 reasons why we need to create the Department of Fisheries and Aquatic Resources. Number one, kailangan talaga ng focus. Ang isang departamento ay kailangan ng focus. Napakalaki ng pwedeng maibahagi itong fisheries and aquaculture and the others sa paglalago ng bansa natin. And I will quote the National Academy of Science and Technology. Sabi nila, fisheries is too big a problem to be handled by the DA, which is already beset with many problems and challenges like declining productivity and competitiveness. So, kailangan na i-spin off ang itong BIFAR at maging department para maka-focus na talaga sa mga problema at yung mga potential ng sektor. Yes. Pangalawa, itong streamline. Ang National Academy of Science and Technology, meron siyang ginawang study sa blue economy. Itong blue economy, magbibigay rin ng napakalaking economic benefits sa Pilipinas. No? But it will need a separate department to streamline. At meron kang finocus at meron kang in-streamline kasi marami rin mga DNR, etc. para lang mabigyan ng tamang atensyon. Pangatlo, kailangan ng representation. Sinabi ko previously na itong aquaculture is underrated. This is the same thing as well. No? Itong fisheries, pagdating sa mga diskusyon sa taas, sa mga cabinet discussion, underrated din. Hindi nabibigyan ng tamang representation. Sa ibang bansa, pag nagkaroon ng mga international negotiations, ang mga umuupo doon sa international negotiations, mga ministro. Tayo nasa hulihan kasi bureau tayo at hindi tayo kasama sa mga usaping supposed to be na kasama tayo. And as well sa kabinete para mangyari. So, pangapat, institutional capability. Pinag-usapan natin yung tamang resources na pwedeng ibigay sana sa BIFAR para mag-implement at mangyari yung gusto mangyari ng mga industry development plan. Kailangan ng tamang tao yan. Kailangan ng tamang struktura na mangyari yan. So, pang-lima, enforcement. Although yung enforcement rests with the LGU right now on enforcing especially itong IUUF, no? Pero kailangan pa rin enforcement na tulungan ng BIFAR yung mga LGU. 68 billion ang nawawala sa atin due to illegal, unreported, unregulated fishing. Napakalaki yan. So, with the right enforcement, with the right resources, yung 68.58 billion, baka hindi na ma-reduce natin yan to its lowest minimum. Pang-anim, research and development. And I think I talked about this already. No? In aquaculture, kailangan talaga ng teknolohiya para mag-drive ng productivity, etc. No? Yung mga sakit, mawala. But it need funds. Compared to our Asian neighbors, malayo tayo. Malayo tayo sa pag-utilize ng technology for fish production at value adding. Kaya hindi tayo nakaka-compete sa world market. So kailangan talaga ng pondo para magkaroon ng best in class research development at we can compete with our neighboring countries. And that goes to the number 7 point, which is appropriate budget. Kasi sinabi ko na yon, sa aquaculture kulang talaga na budget, kaya hindi ma-implement yung comprehensive development plan, no? Even sa budgeting ng DA, ang nabibigay lang ng budget sa BIFAR, since it is a line bureau, is a budget appropriate to a line bureau. But we know that the responsibilities and the mandate of BIFAR is equivalent already to a department. So, kailangan ayusin yun. Number 8,
yes,
harmony. No? Sinabi ko nga kanina din na kailangan i-synergize kasi ang dami na kasing mga stakeholders na sorry for the word, nakikialam. Minsan, too many cooks spoil the broth, di ba? We need to harmonize it better and having a department who is able to synergize and to be able to harmonize everything so that the implementation is much better. Number 9, ito, this is good news for our economies, lalo na ngayon na bugbog tayo yung ekonomiya natin dahil sa COVID. Pwedeng pagkukunan itong sektor na ito ng kontribusyon ng maigi sa para may tulong natin sa bansa. Napakaliit ng contribution ng right now sa fisheries, but if given the right budget, especially under the blue economy framework plus yung mga plano na ginawa natin for the comprehensive national fisheries industry plan, pwedeng mangyari and can deliver benefits to the national economy. And last but not the least, I think there is an overwhelming clamor already coming from all sectors of the fisheries. No? Ito pong request na magkaroon ng DOFAR or Departamento, hindi lang ngayon sa 18th Congress, if I am not mistaken, nangyari na yan sa 8th Congress. Eh. So that's many, many years ago. Ang tanong hanggang ngayon, bakit pa hindi nangyayari yan? Bakit pa hinihingi pa rin yan ng mga stakeholders sa katauhan ng sektor, di ba? So that must be a compelling reason. And the compelling reason is what I had said kanina. So those are the 10 reasons na why we should bring it to.
Ayun, napakaganda sir, no? Nabalikan natin yung 10 dahilan kung bakit kailangan natin ng DOFAR or ng Department of Fisheries and Aquatic Resources para sa ikang-uunlad ng ating fisheries industry. And of course, our aquaculture subsector. Ngayon, we are looking forward na palalimin pa ang usapan ng ano nga ba pa ang iba pang mga magagawa ng Department of Fisheries and Aquatic Resources, no? Lalo na sa ating mga listeners na very interested dito. Ating papalalimin ito sa magkakaroon tayo ng ikatlong Working Together series. Ito po ay nasa ilalim ng Usapang Human Development talk show ng PLCPD at magsisimula po ito sa April 12 sa aming Facebook page. So, atin pong papalalimin sa susunod natin na talakayan about this. Ngayon, malapit na po tayong magtapos. Mamimiss namin ulit si Sir Jong, pero of course, we'll still have him sa ating mga future na mga ganaps, gaya na nasabi kanina. Ngayon, let's close with the vision, sir. Ngayon, curious po kaming malaman, Sir Jong, paano po ninyo nakikita ang future ng aquaculture sa Pilipinas?
Alam mo, compared to agriculture, the stakeholders or people within the industry consider aquaculture to be a sunrise industry. Ibig sabihin yan, medyo bago pa at marami pang pwede siyang mairating, no? The future of aquaculture in the Philippines is so bright. It can deliver economic benefits that is much needed by our country. It can respond to the food security issues of our country, and it can create wealth to our future folk and economic benefits sa countryside mga coastal communities natin. Ito, I will just go back to aquaculture specifically. Sinabi ko earlier that aquaculture is mainly private sector driven. Kasi yung mga pumapasok sa aquaculture are all private sector players. Yes. No? But the bigger portion na hindi pa na-itatouch natin, itong mga pagtuturo at pag-handhold ng aquakultura sa mga fisher folk natin. Remember, we all know this, na ito pong karagatan natin, bugbog na bugbog na. Hindi siya overnight ang rehabilitation yan. Diba? It's not an overnight thing. It needs to be rested. It needs to be enforced so that it will grow back to where it came from many, many decades ago. But you cannot stop the growth of people. You cannot stop people from eating. Saan mo makukuha yan? Kukunin mo yan ngayon sa aquaculture. And itong mga fisher folk natin, ang isang primary recipient sana ng aquaculture development within their coastal barangays. So pwede naman sila maglagay ng mga fish cages dyan, fish pens or whatever, mag-grow ng mga isda. Ang dami mga isda na pwede. And then, baka siguro as we give them and we teach them and we handhold them into aquaculture, eh baka yun ang mag-a-address ng economic challenges na bakit ayaw mawala ng or ayaw magtumigil yung mga illegal fishermen or illegal fishing. No?
Exactly.
The framework there, Erin, is that kung puro enforcement lang at hindi mo in-address yung economic side of it, you will never enforce it well. But if you use a very good plans of enforcement and economic benefits to the stakeholders, meaning itong mga fisher folk natin, maibigyan mo ng tamang pangangailangan in livelihood, then maybe then, ito po yung kasagutan. So paano natin maiayos at rehabilitate at maiprevent na yung mga illegal fishing, etc. issues that is happening in our oceans.
Ayun, napakaganda po, Sir Jong. The future is bright with aquaculture and the future is also bright with DOFAR. Ayan, so maraming salamat po, Mr. Jong or Mr. Joseph Borromeo Paffy, sa pagbabahagi at pagsapul ng mga issue ng aquaculture na lumulutang sa gitna ng crisis. We are looking forward to having you more po, no? On our next talakayan sa UHD naman, no? Maraming salamat ulit, Sir Jong.
Okay, thank you. Thank you din, Chair.
Alright. Okay, so para sa mas malalim nga na diskusyon tungkol sa Department of Fisheries and Aquatic Resources, subaybayan niyo po ang unang episode ng aming ikatlong Working Together series simula ngayong April 12, 9 a.m. sa aming Facebook page. Kaya naman, don't forget to follow us and join the conversation through PSCPD 1989 sa aming social media accounts sa Facebook, sa Instagram, at Twitter. We're almost everywhere. Muli, ako po si Erin at samahan niyo kami ulit sa susunod na talakayan dito lang sa SKL, the UHD Podcast.